Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9:50, down 15 on the open. July, 9:62, down 18. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at $9, down 29 on the open. July, 9:20, down 17. September, 9:20, down 26. December, 9:35, down 25 on the open. May corn opened at 5:72. Up 4.75 on the open. July, 5.80 down 2. September, 5.84 down a half. December, 5.79 down 2. March of 2009, 5.88 and a half down 1.25. May, 5.89 and a half down a half. And December of 2009, 5.46 down 4.5 on the open. May beans open at 11.22, down 75.25 on the open. July, 11.35 down 80. August, 11.35 down 52. September, 11.18 down 37. November, 10.62 down 27.5. January of 2009, 10.75 down 26.5. March, 10.85 down 27. May, 10.98 down 19. July, 11.04 down 15. August, 11.10 down 15. And November of 2009, 10.20 down 19.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 302.50 down 19.80 on the open. July, 308.50 down 16.30. May soybean oil open at 49.48 down 200 on the open. July, 50.20 down 200 as well. April live cattle opened at 87.10, down 32.5 on the open. April feeders opened at 99.80, up 50 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 56.50, down 57.5 on the open. May bellies opened at 65.50, down 200 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like off of that opening bell that soybeans is trying to make a stand in here and catch some buying.
Well, we have went down just a little bit since the since before the report and after the report, Dave. So I think that we've hit some levels here. I think we found some support in the bean oil. That is one of the areas where I think we'll see some buying by commercials. I think that soy diesel will start to work now. And, of course, it is the first of the month. And that's when, if there's more fund money coming into the hedge funds or the index funds, is when it generally enters. So those things a long ways, plus being at lower levels, does offer some buying opportunities today.
So this level here, maybe a little bit softer in the next couple of days, 10.50, a good place to catch the current break, and then we wait and see how the weather plays out.
I think, we're as soon as we get through with the adjustment from the report, whether it's today, tomorrow, or the next day, or sometime this week, Dave, then we're going to very fast move into the weather situation and see what's happening. The weather forecast right now is for delays to be happening in this corn planting. It's very wet here in central Indiana. It's very wet in southern Indiana and very wet a lot of other places, and we're not going to make the progress that we've been used to making this time of year.
Over the set of seminars that we conducted over the winter, we learned and reported a number of times about germination rates for soybeans this year in the 80 to 85% category. And I have to wonder, Wayne, if there's really going to be enough seed out there to support USDA's ideas yesterday?
I'm not sure, but by talking to seed dealers, there was a lot of seed that was ordered early. Some of it might not be as good, but I think that, we still haven't. That was planting intentions. We must remember that, Dave. So there's going to be some changing back in the next week or two here, especially as the farther we get delayed along the way, or, a week or two here can change a few people's minds if the prices continue to widen out. And I say widen out in favor of corn over beans that way, Dave, is what I was trying to say. I do think that there will be some marginal seed that will be planted. I'm talking 75% to 80% germ in some cases, and the farmer will probably just plant a little heavier, a little thicker than what he had been, if that's what his plans are to get there. But, we are seeing some people that are having some trouble getting seed, and the seed is tight. The good germination seed is tight.
Let's look at some particulars, and we'll begin with the corn. And let me ask you whether or not you think that yesterday's numbers mean that producers are not going to let any more of their old crop go in the corn, at least until they get their crop in the ground.
Well, I think that without a substantial rally, I'm sure that they won't, Dave. Only moving, not moving up strong yesterday on a closing basis, and not doing a whole lot yet today. Of course, we're doing quite a bit, a lot holding our market together with the way that the bean and the wheat market acted. So I think that we will see some fairly tight holding of corn and hopefully some basis narrowing.
That's what my next question was going to be then. Was that going to spur some narrowing of the basis or not?
I think it has and it will, especially some of the ethanol plants, Dave, and some of the processing plants would like to see a little more move. At this point in time, the week before the report, we saw some fairly good basis levels at the Linden ethanol plant, the Cloverdale plant saying that they would, come up to try to match with them to keep things moving through the planting season.
Is there a price level in the December corn that you're keeping an eye on where you would say to yourself, that's a place for new longs to enter the market?
For the new longs, I think that as we look at the December corn, I'm thinking that we will see some new longs enter the market somewhere down around the between the 560 and 570 mark, Dave, and they'll probably be looking very closely on a closing basis and if it stays above 550.
And would they do that on a spread basis likely?
No, I think they'll be outright buying.
Then let's go ahead and go back to the soybeans a little bit, and let me ask you whether or not you feel like in the new crop that if we get rallies back to the $10, that should be sold or not.
Back to the $10 cash level, you
mean,
Dave? Yes,
the cash level.
I think you will see some selling there. I don't think you'll see an awful lot of selling because there's a lot of people that still believe that the summer is looking at some weather problems, that they feel that they saw a lot higher prices. You have a very tendency for a lot of people to hold to at least get a 50% retracement to come back before we see a lot of selling. There will be some people who will go ahead and punch some sales out at the $10 just thinking they don't want to take less than that. But we've seen a lot of the early selling already happen, and I think farmers are going to be fairly tight holders here in for a while.
86 million corn acres, the lowest number we're going to see?
Is that the lowest number we're going to see? Probably it will be, because I think that we will buy a few acres back for the run-up and the enthusiasm we do have towards the corn. Now, will we get a lot larger than that? I'm thinking maybe a million acres, but not much more than that.
About one more million acres, and that would certainly help the carryover, because if you look at the numbers and use the forum numbers and do some plugging, USDA is suggesting a carryout of something like 500 million bushels. That's nothing.
That's less than pipeline in most cases.
So upside potential pretty good, and downside potential pretty limited right now for corn.
That would have to be the thought, Dave. Okay. I think that unless beans continue to move down at a very sharp or hard pace, it's going to be hard for corn to lose value here. Remember the hog and pig report, 107% of last year. A lot of hogs. They're going to eat a lot of corn yet. And we're looking at a lot of things like the yeast feed usage, the ethanol usage along with the lower production. So, yes, the corn market does look at more stable ground than the bean market at this point in time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 9.59 and a half, down 5 and a half at the Board of Trade May wheat, 9.14 And go ahead and go to Just the Pit because the numbers are moving extremely quickly. May wheat at 9.16 down 13. The July at 9.18 down 19. May corn 5.67 down a quarter. The July at 579.5 down 2.5. December 576 down 5. May beans 11.57 down 40.25. July 11.69 down 46. August 11.70 down 27. November 11.01 up 11.5. May soybean meal 3.11.50 down 10.80. July 3.15 down 9.80. May soybean oil 50.80 down 68. July 51.50 down 70. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us what you think about our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.